He's a freelance music producer and composer that has dead set exploded on TikTok and Instagram. Now, Tom Carty, he has gone one step further and dropped his debut EP, Artificial Intelligence. Tom Carty, good morning, mate.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, we are good. Is there anything you can't do, Tom?
Yeah, bad at handstands.
Me too. I never
thought
it about.
I don't think anyone can do a handstand that I know.
Only those freaks in the circus, am I right, guys?
If you've ever seen Tom's stuff on TikTok, you'll know that it's probably stuff that we can't play for you right now on the radio. Are your parents proud, mate? Because obviously you are putting your talents to excellent use, but there is a lot of swearing in your songs. My mum would not be happy.
Yeah, look, my parents are very proud and they're very super supportive. I couldn't do anything like this if I didn't have supportive parents. But my mum, who is a doctor, and like my sister's also a doctor. She was a lawyer before. I went and did psych in university. So we're all in the kind of these paths. And she says, Tom, I'm so proud of you. This is incredible. You're doing this. But are you sure that this song, and I won't say which song, but just one particularly gross song, like, is this what you want to be known for? And I was like, yeah, I think I do.
How many instruments can you actually play?
Oh, man, I don't think, to be honest, I can't play any instruments well.
Oh, come on.
I've learned a little bit of everything just so I could cover all bases and impress people who don't know how music works. But trust me, when you get one person who like actually like is a master of instrument will look at me and go, what an idiot. This guy knows how to cover his tracks in the computer.
The songs that you've now done are tending to go viral. There is one which is called Have You Checked Your Butthole, which recently has just gone bananas. Has there been a point where it's actually blown you away that a particular celebrity has seen? I saw Kate Beckinsale has posted one of your videos on her feed.
Yeah, that one, maybe even a little bluer than that,
yeah.
The butthole song. But a good one, you know, that was the first one I ever did just for fun. I put it online and, yeah, it's great because, we can, you know, obviously we can't say, there's some naughty words in there, but it's great that resonates around the entire world.
Yes.
Everyone was like, yeah, I'm like, wow, everyone's as disgusting as I am.
We're all deviants.
I wanted to talk to you about theatre sports because I know you have a bit of a background in this. Theatre sports is just the best. There's so many handy skills that you actually pick up while playing it. Have you found that you've lent on a lot of that to create your music?
Oh, absolutely. Theatre sports and improv in general, which is just like the theatre sports side but without all the games, is one of the most wonderful skills that you can like learn. So whether you're, you know, working with people, coming up with new ideas, even just dealing with people, it's absolutely wonderful. I teach at an improv school, actually. It's a great joy to see. Yeah, usually it's like kids, like theatre sports is like a thing for kids making things up on the spot, but they're all adults that I teach, and it's like, wow. People love this.
It's so good for thinking on your feet as well. If you are a creative and you're listening right now, like, go and take a class because it's so, so valuable. I remember as a kid I had this class once and I, like, gave birth and my parents were in the audience in this theatre sport. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen. And my parents were like, what is this acting thing that you're doing?
Proud parents, it's a real theme. Hey, Artificial Intelligence, the EP, congrats on it, mate. How did it come about?
Well, I just got into a bit of like a work black hole doing all this, all the songs and the videos. And after about, I tried and churn a song out every week and a half or a week, just really sticking it out. It was mental, but it was all kind of coming together and, you know, people were enjoying it. And then after a few months, I thought, wow, wait a second. I got enough here for an actual EP. It's actually an album.
Yeah.
There's like 10 songs on it, which is kind of weird. Not many people put out albums first, but I know there's enough support because people have literally liked these songs.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Do you have one of those content brains? Like, I imagine a guy like you will walk along the street and see, like, a leaf blow or something and that's a song. Like, you've got something for everything.
Can I tell you, sometimes it can get a bit noisy in the mind. And it's great because in a space of, like, 3 days, if I'm feeling a bit manic, my notes are full of all these silly ideas. But it's honestly just what I find entertaining.
Yeah.
And then you just do that and you kind of try not to worry about everything. Because especially with, like, you know, TikTok and Instagram and all this, people might want to try and make things that's like, oh, that's relevant to everyone. That makes sense. Everyone will get that. That'll go viral. But if you're trying to do things that other people you think are going to be interested in, you might miss what you actually like.
Yeah, true.
And I suppose these platforms are so wide now. Like, you can be reaching people from all over the world. Like, there's bound to be somebody that gets that niche thing that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I've just got my music up on Spotify, and I can see where people are from. Heaps of Americans,
cool.
Which is scary, but like good, but also a bit frightening, because I thought I would have been way more Australian, sort of like idiot culture, because we're all idiots, aren't we? But yeah, I guess they're idiots there too.
Well, there's so much to check out. Just search Tom Carty online. The new video clip for Mixed Messages is incredible. The cartoonists behind it, Tom, tell us about them.
They're over from America as well. They're from Colorado. It's a Hungarian artist. She's incredible, and she actually made the first half. It's like a comic book sort of animation thing. But yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, that included with Artificial Intelligence, the new EP. It's out today. Stream, download it. Give him some support. Tom Carty, mate. All the best for it.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.